Word program.
Here now,
connected.
The words.
Join me Tuesday and Fridays at 15 hours UTC as I read for your listening pleasure, mostly science fiction. Stories 75,000 or 100,000 quadrillion trillion million years old.
All right, let's get this started. Hello and welcome. This is the FDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Met. That's the Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Superdimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org or sdfarc.org. I'll pause now to allow for any emergency or priority traffic. I am November Bravo Zero X-Ray, the net control operator for today. My name is Matthew, and I'm in Southern California, and my SDF username is nonlinear. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference, and I'd like to thank Michael, VE7KI, for allowing us to use this conference. This is a directed net, and that means if you have something to say, please give your call, wait for the net control to acknowledge you, and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs, is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. Let me break. We'd like to have a question of the week to start our discussions. And so my question for this week is, did you get any nifty new ham gear for the holidays? If you obtained any new gear or have something you want to talk about that you did over the holidays, we'd love to hear about it. For myself, I didn't get any ham gear, but I did get a nice new Eton radio for shortwave listening, so hopefully see what's out there in the shortwave bands as I get some time over the next few weeks. So with that, I will take several rounds of check-ins, and so we'll start with anybody who's connected to the Echolink conference. If you're connected to the Echolink conference, like to check in, please come with your call sign, your name, your location, and your SDF username if you have one. And after we work through the conference, the TechLink conference, we'll then move on to the other conferences in the DMR bridge. So if you're on the Echolink conference, for the TechLink conference, please come now with your call sign, username, SDF name, and location, thank you, and to check in. Please come now with your call sign.
Hi, this is Wayne, Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, in Urbana, Illinois, SDF user JWH.
Hi, this is Ray, KF6GPE. My SDF username is my call sign. I'm in Boulder Creek, California, which is south of Silicon Valley.
All right, net control acknowledges AB9FJ and KF6GPE. So go ahead now, and anybody who's connected to the HAM conference would like to check in for this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net, please come now.
Victor Hilo 2, Delphi 80.
November 9, Zulu India Victor.
All right, net control acknowledges VK2DY and N9, India Victor, can you please repeat station your call sign?
Zulu, India Victor, N9ZIV.
All right, thank you. Net Control acknowledges N9Z India Victor. All right, and let's go ahead and move on to the DMR bridge. Anybody who's on the DMR bridge or otherwise on the LSTAR link setup, please come down with your call sign and username if you have one, and name and location if you'd like to join in this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club weekly net. All right, nothing heard. So we will start at the top of the list here. AB9FJ, Wayne, you have the floor.
Okay, hi Matthew and everybody else. No, I did not get any new radios for the holidays. Well, not really. Long story. So I'll just take this moment to mention that this is the last SDF ARC net for 2019. The next time, our next net, that is, will be in 2020. So I just want to wish everyone, a new Happy New Year, and thank you for keeping the SDF ARC net alive for the, ending year. And we hope we'll be even better next year. So we'll try anyway. That's about all I've got there, Matt. AB9FJ, 73.
All right, thank you very much, Wayne, for checking in. Appreciate it. Next on the list, KF6GPE. Ray, you have the floor.
Good evening to you in the net. No new amateur radio goodies for Christmas, although I did pre-order an Open Spot 3 to put in our little camper van. I think that'll be nice so I can follow the DMR talk group I follow, which is 31075, the Baynet talk group. It's our local repeater talk group. So that'll be nice when I'm out and about camping. So that should be coming, sometime end of January, early February, and I'll figure out how to get it set up. That's kind of it. The other thing I'm working on is still trying to finish off this talk I've got for an upcoming ham radio conference on GNU Radio. I've got everything set up except for the actual screenshots of the application and actually building something with GNU Radio. So I'm hoping to piece that together tomorrow. I've got all the stuff on my bench to lay out. 73 and Happy New Year, KF6GPE.
KF6GPE, and these are excellent. Thank you very much, Ray, for checking in, and Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to Wayne. Thank you for pointing out this is the last net of the year for the SDF Amateur Radio Club, and so we will be quickly entering the new year. And boy, that presentation sounds interesting. GNU Radio is a lot of fun. We'd love it if you could share it with us, Ray, once it's ready, and if you'd be willing to, you can post it to the net if it's generally available, or to the email list, rather. And so just as a reminder, we do have an email list. Everybody's welcome to join. It's a fairly low traffic, very high signal-to-noise ratio. And so you can find that on our sdfarc.org website. And you can poke around there and find out how to subscribe. With that, next on the list, I have VK2DY. Robert, you have the floor.
Yes, good actually still morning. Good morning. This is Artist Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, Metropolitan Sydney. About 27 degrees Celsius. We're going to get into the 30s today. Tomorrow we'll hit the 40s Celsius, so it'll be a nice warm end to 2019. Didn't get any ham radio things for Christmas this year, so I'll just wish everybody a Happy New Year, and thank you very much. VK2DY, back to net.
VK2DY, and these are excellent. Thank you very much, Robert, for checking in. Really appreciate it. I just had a question. How are the fires there? Are you affected by them, or being able to steer clear of them so far?
Yeah, VK2DY. The fires don't affect us directly in Sydney. I'm sort of in the northwest corner of Sydney, but they're burning. The smoke fills the air, and so the air quality is extremely poor. And you sort of everything sort of has an orangish tint to it when the sun shines. It's sort of a funny coloring of the sky. So it's an indirect effect here in Sydney. Obviously, it's more direct outside of Sydney. There are 300 homes that have been destroyed so far. VK2DY, back to net.
VK2DY and Visor X. Well, thank you for that update, and hope everything continues well for you and the people in the affected areas. So next on the list, I have N9ZIV. You have the floor.
Yeah, good evening to the net there. I just want to check in one for the numbers there. I'm Dwayne, and they're in Illinois. Not too far from Wayne. Give me an FJ. Just want to check in one for the numbers there. Doing good. Didn't get no new equipment or nothing, but anyway. As well. Back to you. And I ended up being just listening in with interest.
N9CIV. And these are Rox. Well, thank you, Dwayne, for very much for checking in. I appreciate it. I'm glad to have you here. So that gets to the bottom of the list. If there's anybody who would like to check in to this week's STF Amateur Radio Club, please come down with your call sign. STF username if you have one. And name and location.
3HJQ, John, in Australia.
Kilo November 4, November Tango Uniform, Reese in Georgia. Username is THDRNHRNT.
And that control acknowledges VK3HJQ and KN4NTU Reese. So we'll go back to the top of this list here. VK3HJQ, John, you have the floor.
Nothing worse than being on the floor. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. What time is it over here now? I don't know, about 10 minutes past 11 a.m. Monday morning here in Australia. It's only about 28 degrees outside. Smoke's cleared, which is good. My young fellow decided to go for a motorbike ride, left Canberra, and got halfway down the east coast, and they told him to turn around and go back because they had a fire emergency warning and an evacuation happening in the town they were heading to. I don't know. You can't say I told you so, but I told you so. Anyway, other than that, all good. Thanks, Matthew, from VK3HJQ.
VK3HJQ and Bizarrox. Well, thank you very much, John, for checking in. I'm glad everybody's well and staying away from the fires. It sounds like it's pretty brutal down there in fire season. Next on the list, KN4NTU, Reese, you are up.
Hey, Matthew and everybody on the net. I got a couple antennas for Christmas, and I went and did a parks on the air yesterday on 40 meters with a little 6-watt QRP rig and made a lot of contacts. It was a lot of fun. Had a full wave dipole about 20 feet up in the air, and I was by a lake, so it was very pretty. Hope everybody has a good new year, and 73's KN4NTU.
KN4NTU. Well, that sounds like a great time. At least somebody got something for the holidays, ham radio related. But that's doing the parks on the air, that's really neat. We had a subject on that a few months ago on the various on-the-air organizations. So glad to hear you're doing that. Made some good contacts on 40 meters. So that's really exciting. I hope to be doing that. Just too much going on, but we'll get there at some point. So really happy to hear that you're able to do that. All right, so I've hit the bottom of the list again. If there's anybody who'd like to check into this week's Amateur Radio Club Net or recheck, please come now with your call sign.
KF6GPE with a recheck.
KF6GPE, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I was going to say thanks for the interest in the talk. I will definitely mail the mailing list or mention it on net after I give it. It'll be available a couple of ways. I'll have it on my website, and I'm hosting it on GitHub, so if people want to use the screenshots and things for their own work, they can. And also, I'm pretty sure that Baynet actually retransmits the talks as part of the Ham Radio Workbench podcast. I have no connection with the podcast, although I was on it last year for a talk, and it's a reasonably good long-form podcast for folks that are interested. 73 KF6GPE.
All right, Ray, thank you very much for that update. We'll look forward to that. I will in particular. That sounds really interesting. All right, next. Actually, we hit the bottom of the list. So any check-ins, recheck-ins for this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club, whether you're on TechLink, HEM conference, or on the DMR bridge, please come now with your call sign.
そろそろこの番組は違います。
Ray, when you mentioned your website, can you give us a link to that, either verbally or in the chat? AB9FJ.
Oh, sure. It's my callsign.org, so KF6GPE.org. There's an older one. That'll redirect to the rest of my stuff, but that'll get you where you want to go. 73.
Okay, thanks. I'll put it in the chat.
All right, thank you very much, Wayne and Ray. So we'll make another call. If you'd like to check or recheck for this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net, please come now with your call sign. All right, nothing heard. Well, thank you very much, everybody, for being here today, for joining us in this last SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net of 2019. We'll be back next week for the first one of 2020, and we'll be nearing our first year anniversary, or not first year, our anniversary from when the net started. I think it's going to be 2 years now. Is that right, Wayne? AB9FJ?
Yes, according to my calculations, we're coming up on we're finishing our second year and starting our third year. AB9FJ.
Thank you, Wayne. So yeah, so we're going to be finishing up our second year here, starting our third year of the SDF Amateur Radio Weekly Club Net. So this is pretty amazing to me. We've had a good run. I think I've enjoyed the nets. I've enjoyed doing the net control as well as listening to the subjects and the discussions we've had. So I've really appreciated it. I think we have a really good net here, and I really enjoy the time. So thank you, everybody. This will conclude this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at 0 hours, 19 minutes, Zulu. If you'd like to continue the conversation, you can join us in the AfterNet on the SDF EMR Talk Group, number 31650, or join us in COM on the SDF. This is Net Control Station NB0X out.
So, anyway, what I was talking about before the net, when I connect my Echolink app to the TechLink conference, there is an announcement that is sent to my PC, and it says something to the effect of welcome to the TechLink net, and it gives an announcement that I forget the exact wording, but it talks about the Friday night TechNet at 7 p.m. Central. Now, I think the TechNet is an Australian-centric thing. So I'm kind of wondering, have they decided that they should standardize on an American time zone in telling people when to listen for the TechNet? Or do they have some way that when I connect, they can kind of figure out what time zone I am in and give me a customized message geared to my time zone to tell me when to tune in to the TechNet, according to the clock in my shack? And so I was wondering, maybe you guys on the Pacific time zone, maybe when you connect, they say that it's at 5 p.m. Pacific instead of 7 p.m. Central. So that was my question before.
Answer that, VK Trace JQ. Michael just set it up so that because they started it in Canada, so they have whatever time they have over in your neck of the woods. Obviously, when Reg does the net, it's 6 or 7 a.m. over here in Australia.
Okay, I thought it might be something as simple as that, and if it wasn't, I was thinking, oh, that is a cute hack to get Echolink to do that. I mean, to figure out that somebody's coming in, what time zone they're coming in from, and give a customized message based on that. That would be a very cool thing to do. Okay, thank you, John. 89FJ.
That's all right. Well, now, we're not that smart to work things out like that. Or maybe Michael is, V7KI, but yeah, because it was Reg originally started in Canada doing the net, and so they just left the time for over there, and then whatever time it ends up being in Australia, which is, I think it starts at midday here now where I am. So anyway, sorry to butt in, net control. Back to you, Matthew.
And I'm sorry, too. I thought the net was over. So if I'm mistaken at that, I also apologize. AB9FJ.
I've got no idea. Wayne has stepped out of the room. I checked in about like 10 minutes ago, so it might well be. NB0X from BKTRHJQ. Is the net still running? Matthew, over. We'll connect up to TechLink. Well, Matthew's still there. NB0X from BK2HJQ.
I think he may be busy doing the post-net paperwork. So I think the net is definitely over.
Yeah, okay. All good, Wayne. Yeah, not a problem at all. Yeah, Michael got some girl from a radio station to record those. Some of them send, welcome to the Friday night TechNet. There's half a dozen. I think there's, I don't know how many he's got, 8 or 10 random, and just randomly picks one of the messages when you connect up. And, they just use, I don't know, whatever the time it says, the time in the States over there. So, that'd be pretty tricky, wouldn't it? If it knew where the call sign was coming in from, calculated the time zone, and then edited the message. We're not that smart.
Well, no, you just need 24 different canned messages, and you would do the geocoding, GeoIP coding, or uncoding, whatever, to figure out which one of those 24 files to play.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be hard. I'm going to suggest that to Michael. That way you can, because you can actually do it now when people connect up. Give them certain text box messages or dedicated welcome messages. for a particular call sign, so you can set the call sign up in there and have, you know, one for Wayne and one for John and one for Matthew, if you wanted to do that. I don't know why you'd want to do that, but anyway, you can, but it shouldn't be too hard to do the time. Yeah, very tricky. Anyway, I'm just about to go and have some lunch here, so I'll butt out. I think we've got another net coming up in about half an hour on the ham conference, so I think Robert's still connected there, so he'll probably disconnect ham from TechLink. What else are they going to say? Nothing else, I don't think. Anyway, 7312, VCatcher HJQ.
Yeah, Happy New Year, John. 73 from AB9FJ.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Wayne, sorry, VCatcher HJQ clip.
JH103A, Tokyo, Japan, listening.
Hello, JH1, Oscar Charlie Alpha. This is Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet. And we just kind of finished up our net here. So we're all about to split and go off and do different things there. But welcome to the reflector here, the conference. And I think there are still a few people connected. So welcome and 73, so maybe 9FJ.
Okay, AB9FJ, this is JH1 Ocean Charlie America. Here the QTH is Tokyo, Japan, and time is 9:30 local time in Japan. The name is Ken, Kilo Echo November, Kilowatt Echo November. I'm located near central part of Tokyo, near Tokyo Station. Yeah, thank you very much for picking me up, and everything fine, but unfortunately today is rainy. I wish all of you have a nice good year. To you, Wayne, AB9FJ, JH1OCA, 59 plus, over.
Okay, fine business, Ken. I think you've checked into our net before, so welcome back. We had a short net tonight, I guess because of the holiday season. We wrapped it up after only about 18 minutes. So maybe in the new year, we'll get back to having nets that last 30 and 40 minutes. Anyway, 73, AB9FJ.
Okay, Wayne, thank you very much. And I wish next year will be a very fine HF propagation. I wish. This is JH1OCA, Tokyo, 73. Bye-bye.
そろそろ、この番組は、ああ、違います。
This is Publius, inviting you to try something new. A long-form spoken word program. Hear now, hear the now, words.
The hear words. Now, the now, words. Words.
Join me, Tuesday and Fridays, at 15 hours UTC. As I read for your listening pleasure. Mostly science fiction. Stories 75,000 or 100,000 quadrillion trillion million years old. Attention on radio listeners. Coming up at 0100 hours UTC is Snowdusk with Intergalactic Wasabi Mix. Attention on radio listeners. Coming up at 0100 hours UTC is Snowdusk with Intergalactic Wasabi Mix.
そろそろ、この番組は、ああ、違います。
This is Publius, invite you to try something new, a long-form spoken word program. Here now, the words, join me, Tuesday and Fridays, at 15 hours UTC, as I read for your listening pleasure, mostly science fiction. Stories 75,000 or 100,000 quadrillion trillion million years old.
Attention on radio listeners. Coming up at 0100 hours UTC is Snowdusk with Intergalactic Wasabi Mix.